Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel once again. There have been some fascinating machinations relating to Bakhmut, which is the vortex of the war. Remember, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of Wagner Group, said, I think it was on Friday, that he was fed up of the Russian armed forces failing to supply a sufficient quantity of ammunition, and therefore he's pulling out. And he mentioned by name Valery Gerasimov, who's the chief general of the Russian army, and indeed the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. Shoigu, who some people tipped as a successor to Putin, though I think unlikely myself. Anyway, so he lacerated them and posed what seemed to be the cadavers of 30 Wagner fighters, whom he said were slain because of the dearth of ammunition. But over the weekend, he recanted. He said that he'd been offered a quantum of ammunition, and so that they're staying put. It seems to be some sort of elaborate masquerade. They really like this maskaradka, the Russian military, and then they're making a big push on Bakhmut now, trying to capture it by tomorrow, which is Victory Day, because it was midnight in Berlin, almost midnight in Berlin, on the 8th of May 1945, when the Third Reich signed the instrument of surrender. But it's already past midnight. It's the 9th of May in Moscow. So the Soviet Union and subsequently the Russian Federation have marked Victory Day on the 9th of May. But apart from Russia and Belarus, I suppose Kazakhstan, most countries don't mark it, former Soviet countries, because it's just too linked to the Soviet Union. It's a public holiday in Azerbaijan, but their big parade is in June for their armed forces, foundation of their armed forces. Putin spins his false narrative. He is the Nazi himself, but he's false accusing his victims of being Nazis and so on. So something big could be planned. There was big overnight drone and missile strike on Ukraine by Russia, about 50 Iranian-manufactured Shahid kamikaze drones. According to the Ukrainians, rather ineffective. Even the Russians aren't crowing about it. The Russians claim it did some Ukrainian troop positions. The Ukrainians said it will just hit a few civilian apartment blocks, killed a handful of people, injured about a dozen, but 36 were shot down over Kiev alone. Those are Ukrainian statistics, so I'm not sure that datum is correct or not. So the Russian strategy seems to be a nutritional one, simply wearing the Ukrainians down, sheer weight of numbers, sheer amount of metal is eventually going to tell, and that they can gradually sap the will of Western countries to provide the armaments, the financial support, and to impose sanctions on Russia. Because, of course, the imposition of sanctions on Russia, and indeed Belarus, carries a cost for the sanctioning countries. The leaders will eventually be ushered into office who will sell Ukraine down the Swanee. So far, it's not happening. It may yet pay dividends. But there was that Ukrainian drone supposedly that breached Moscow's defenses, got right to the roof of the Kremlin a few days ago. Is that a false flag? Are the Russians doing it to themselves? Seems unlikely because it's such a humiliation, and they just try to play it down and just one sentence report. Perhaps been wiser if they didn't mention it at all. But then the public might think it was something graver than what really happened, and not releasing the images of it, which international media has. So the May Day, it's not May Day, sorry, the Victory Day parade is due to go ahead on Red Square tomorrow, about 12 noon. And now the Russians know that the Ukrainians can get drones all the way to Moscow, 450 kilometers from the border. They're perhaps foolhardy to do so, because even one of them gets through and explodes amongst thousands of soldiers, that's going to be, you know, dozens of deaths, maybe hundreds of injuries. So I know they're going to try really hard to control the airspace, but they may not be able to, because it's just such a tempting target. 10,000 soldiers, even one drone hitting that is going to do some significant damage. Perhaps they're foolhardy not to cancel it, but then they would find it really degrading to admit that they cannot even control the airspace in the heart of their own capital for about an hour. So they've also been putting up explosives at Zaporizhia, the nuclear power station, the largest nuclear power station in Europe. And no doubt the Russians will say lies, lies, lies. But the International Agency for Atomic Energy has confirmed this. So why? Preparing to blow it up in case the Ukrainians would liberate it. The Russians saying, oh, the nearby dam is almost to be overtopped if it could be flooded. So preparing their pretext might false accuse the Ukrainians of blowing it up, which would then obviously release radioactivity over their country. But the Russians, if they want to do that, they want to make sure that the wind is carrying the radioactive waste west. But obviously, even if it does, the wind can change, can carry it east. So far, I don't think they'd be quite that crazy. Might try a spectacular on Victory Day. As I say, I think the Ukrainians would be sort of foolish not to try and hit Victory Day parade. People say, oh, well, you know, that'd be too aggressive. What more aggressive than a war that's already killed tens of thousands of people, in which Russia has deliberately murdered thousands of civilians? And I mean murdered. I don't mean killed in the crossfire, not collateral damage, going out for the express purpose of killing civilians, slaying civilians, knowing them to be civilians, when a target had no military significance whatsoever. So obviously that's completely legitimate. Now, I'm not anti-Russian. I'm not anti-Ukrainian. I'd rather nobody get killed in this war, and the war could end today. If Putin withdrew unconditionally, it'd be over. No one else would get killed. But as he shows no inclination to do so, obviously the Ukrainians have to fight back and have to counter-strike on the hit Russia on its own soil as they refuse to withdraw. So something's going to happen, and the Ukrainians are preparing their offensive. I mean, their big push, and no, I don't have a hotline to President Zelensky. It could even begin tomorrow. I mean, right after the parade, even before the parade, if there's anything which caused the Russians to cancel it, like the big attack, that would be very embarrassing for them. And there's intensified shelling around Bakhmut, which proves that it seems to have been an elaborate lie, hoaxing, so we're going to withdraw from Bakhmut when actually they're trying desperately to capture it, because if they could take the whole city before Victory Day, that would be very satisfying for them. But I don't think they're going to do it. I mean, really, it's absolutely abysmal, their effort for 9 months trying to capture a city, which is nothing more than a heap of rubble, has really got no economic value, and almost everything is destroyed. Almost everybody has left. It looks like the Russians use white phosphorus there, which is not against international law, but it is against to do it in civilian areas. But there's so few civilians still remaining that arguably it's not a civilian area, it's simply a battlefield. So they would like to take Bakhmut, just have something to show for all this. But what I thought was foolish at Prigozhin, which does sort of cast some doubt on the theory that the whole thing was a ruse de guerre, is having announced you're going to withdraw, why publicly announce, well, maybe I'm not, which is let the Ukrainians know what you're going to doing, unless it's a double bluff. So yeah, the Ukrainian counteroffensive will come quite soon. As I say, my hunch will be south towards the Sea of Azov to break the land bridge. We're going to find a place where the Russian defenses aren't too strong. The trouble is the Russians will deliberately leave gaps in it because they fight the Ukrainians on ground of their own choosing. And I know the Ukrainians can be provided these quick assembling bridges or have some engineering units go into defuse mines or whatever. They know what they do about the dragon's teeth, or can they have diggers to pile earth into the anti-tank trenches? I'm no military man, so I'm not sure how feasible it is to overcome these defenses quickly. But the fact that the Russians have dug in shows that they are preparing to field off the Ukrainian counteroffensive. The Russians don't appear to have an offensive of their own in the offing, just have not enough troops, not enough equipment to go ahead with that. So they'll just carry on trying to wear the Ukrainians down, and they'll hope eventually there's a breakthrough or Ukrainian, or more like Western political will, cracks. But I do expect there to be some significant action on the 9th of May. Right, thank you for watching. Goodbye.